This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have our next guest in the studio with us.
With the smallest keyboard I've ever seen in my entire life.
Takes the whole desk, basically.
I've never seen, we've got to get photos of the keyboard, it's so big.
Now, we have in the studio with us, we've got Sean Donoghue, who is here to talk about a show called Bearded, a new queer Aussie musical. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Sean, before we start talking about the show itself, let's get a little bit of background on you.
Of course.
How did you sort of get started with musicals and in the music? Well,
I've always done music. When I was in high school, I was kind of in and out of school doing a lot of music theatre and opera professionally.
Oh, okay.
I was doing like Opera Australia when I was a little kid. And then I kind of started like listening to all different types of music, and then I went to university for music. I have a degree in contemporary music, and my main kind of gig is that I'm a backing vocalist and a session musician. I sing for lots of movies and backing vocals for a lot of artists and write.
Wow.
Yeah, so wow. I tour and do a lot of that. And then as I was writing all these songs for people, as I do, some of them sounded like music theatre songs, so I just kind of shelved them, and then I went to Europe for a little bit and wrote kind of like the shell of a musical. And
hold on. Did you start at 12? Because you're not very old now.
No, I'm 24 now, which I recognize is not old. But I suppose it feels like I have been in the game for a little bit. I had graduated from university at 19.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And so where did the whole premise of this musical come from? You've co-written it, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've composed the music.
Yeah. I composed all the music, and then I called a good friend of mine, Nick Waxman, who is a playwright, and I came to him with this idea that I had about, I kind of had just been ruminating on the difference between progressive and progression, and how, you know, clearly where it's more progressive, our rhetoric is more progressive, but actually has there been all that much progression? And if there has, what does that look like? And if there hasn't, what does that look like? And so, yeah, that's kind of like where the stem of the show started. And then I just used my own experiences of growing up queer and then how that was like for me in the 21st century and what kind of 21st century problems there are with queer representation and how that made me feel.
Yeah. Did you find it easy? Did you come out okay? Or
Well, I kind of had the opposite experience of everyone just told me that I was gay already anyway because I sound like this. and so I kind of was battling with, I don't want you to tell me what I am, and I don't even know what that is yet. And so you're not giving me the opportunity
to discover that for myself.
You're just telling me that, and then kind of pushing back on that purely for the sake of like wanting to have some sort of ownership and autonomy over my identity.
Yep.
But you're just telling me what I am anyway. And so then if I tell you that that is what I am, all you're going to tell me is, yeah, I told you. So
that's an interesting take on things, isn't it?
Yeah.
That does happen to quite a few people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wonder whether people do that thinking that they're making it a little bit easier for you rather than anything else. But it could have a completely different effect, can't it?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
As it is with you.
I don't know what you've done, but all of a sudden all those lights have just started flashing. Did you do something there?
It's all right.
I don't want you to. Yeah. That's very interesting. So is that the part of the story?
So the show kind of is centered around two characters, Ace, who is kind of representative of that storyline of people are telling him who he is.
Right.
And then Bet is kind of our more classic sad queer narrative of her parents, or her father is a conservative politician running for office, or, you know, his local campaign. And as he's trying to get in, Bet realizes that the only way for her father to kind of accept her or to be taken out of the spotlight is to date a boy and be this little debutante. And so both of them are best friends, Bet and Ace, and they date each other. That's right. Hence the beard. They're each other's beard. Covering for each other. And so we have this classic tale, which is sad. And then, you know, it's hard to be gay. And then this other tale where it's like, shouldn't it be okay to be gay? Everyone's saying it is, but how does that feel?
And have you performed this before?
We've had a couple of iterations of workshopping. We've been to Tasmania.
Yep.
And we've done a lot of work with the VCA.
Yep.
And a company called Homegrown.
And was that through your uni time there?
No, I actually went to the Australian Institute of Music, AIM.
Right.
And... yeah, we just had connections with the VCA because of this grant that we won to go to Tasmania and workshop the show. And then this is the first time it's fully performed. We've done concerts of the songs and smaller iterations, but this is the first time we got the whole thing, set, lights, costume.
Brilliant. Yep. And how many people are in the show?
So there's 9 characters in the show. Uh-huh. But we have a cast of 12 because we have a couple of ensemble swing members as well.
Right. Okay. And what's that experience been like for you? You know, like putting a show like that. Well, you know, like you tour a bit anyway, so you're used to it. But is it exciting when it's your own show that you're putting together?
It's 100% a different thing. I don't even consider myself part of the music theatre industry. I'm a contemporary musician 9 times out of 10, so it's all new for me.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I am like, just kind of rolling with the punches and enjoying everything because it's all just like very exciting.
Yeah. And how, you know, like, have you, you know, like, asked people their opinion, professionals in the world of musical theatre? Yes, 100%.
We've been super lucky to have a lot of highly respected theatre practitioners and directors and writers be in the room at several points along the...
And was this because of the grant?
Because of the grant and just, you know, calling in favours from friends.
Right.
And then because of that, friends tell friends, tell friends, tell friends. And we've just been able to get some awesome feedback along the way. And the show has changed significantly since I wrote it in a little book.
Yeah.
So, we've been so, so lucky and we've also worked really hard, but...
Yeah, of course you have, yeah. And where's it on at? You know, like, because you're down in Frankston and they're very supportive, aren't they?
Well, yeah, the reason we're in Frankston is because we received a grant from Frankston City Council to just kind of stage this show just for 3 shows at the moment. It's kind of like a big fancy producer showing. So we're hoping that in this public presentation, we're inviting a lot of producers and production companies who might then pick it up and take it further.
And that was going to be my next question, you know, like, because you just don't want to do this once or twice, but you know, like, how hard is it then to take it to the next level?
The hardest thing is truly just money. Like, there's just so many people that are involved in this project and they deserve to be paid what they're worth. And, you know, just putting on a musical purely based on numbers is just not a self-funded thing. You can't do that.
Yeah.
To have this grant from Frankston is incredible. And we really see the show on a big scale, and I think a lot of people see the show on the big scale. Every time we've done any sort of performance with it, the public have been overwhelmingly supportive, crying, laughing, yelling, everything.
Fantastic. Now, you're going to play us one of the songs from on that huge people. I was saying, yeah, like, it's a very small one. It's not. It's the biggest keyboard that anyone's ever bought in, and you had to drag it around, and you went to the wrong address as well.
Oh, don't even start.
Tell us what the name of the song is and what it's about.
This song is called Paralyzed, and it's when Ace, the main male character, kind of acquiesces to his feelings for the first time and decides, actually, I'm gonna be gay. Let's do it.
Okay, even though everyone's told you that you are, but you've decided yourself that
he says, he's gonna take ownership of what that is.
And what's it called again?
This is called Paralyzed.
Okay. You're on Joy 94.9.
Dream in color, but I speak in black and white. Yes or no, or right or wrong, I don't need a reason why. Now you come into my life, trying to open up my eyes. I'm paralyzed, but I wanna ride. And there you go again, going 100 round the bend. You're trying to seek a thrill, you're trying to live out on the edge. It's times like this I wish I wasn't so inside my head. I'm paralyzed, think I'm gonna die. I'm not sure that I am ready to explore all these feelings I feel down in my core. It's just easier to make believe a lie for me that doesn't have me questioning, is this what I'm supposed to be? Just take a breath and just relax your mind. I can feel your heart beating at 100 miles. I know it's hard to believe that the end is worth the fight, but you've got so much more to give when you live the life you're meant to live. I'm not one to turn my back and just ignore everything that I've been told before. But you make me feel alive. I can't stop looking in your eyes. I've never felt so bold. You make me wanna lose control. Oh. I don't wanna live a lie. I just wanna rest. In the feeling, I understand it's safe to hide, that everything, it happens for a reason. But why I, for my whole life, have I felt this constant contradiction? Well, now my heart and mind have aligned. Nothing's ever felt so right. Never thought I'd sacrifice my fraudulent, imperfect imitation. But now's the time, tonight's the night. And for the boy without the invitation, I'm not afraid to ride the free fall. I'm just afraid to reach the ground floor. I'm paralyzed.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you so much. That, brilliant. That's Sean Donahue here on Joy 94.9.
Now, what's the name of the play again?
The show is called Bearded, and we're playing at Frankston Arts Centre on March 1st and 2nd.
Brilliant. And all the very best with taking it to the world. Take it to the world.
Thank you so much. That's Sean Donahue here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.